Okay, this is a session with Carol, Bob, and Ion, and it's being recorded on January 2nd, copyright 2020, starting at 11:25 a.m. Greetings, Ion. Good day. Good day, Ion. Okay, Carol, have you got questions?
Yes, always. Hello, Ion. Thank you, and happy 2020.
Yay, the roaring 20s are here again.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying perfect vision or, you know, enhanced vision, you know, the whole 2020 metaphor.
So 2015 is better. 2015 is better.
Oh, 2015 is retro. That's very retro. So 2015, why would that be better than 2020?
Oh, it's less myopic. Myopic.
I see, 2015. Okay. Fine.
It's just that for the you're trying to get people past the shifting. So it won't be long, Carol, until people can drink mercury. And it'll be just fine. And, of course, that's the penalty of death. For a little man, but as this keeps shifting, the same way that you keep increasing the amount of radiation that's normal. Bob is all but radioactive right now. Put a Geiger counter on him. He's shocked the shit out of you because you're like, what? How does this work? But it's actually benefiting you.
I asked, what research should I prepare for the next session, Ion, like a good researcher? And you said climate and conditioning. So I did a whole deal about blah, 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 different tribes and Deuteronomy. I mean, it just went on and on and on. Or maybe these are your words. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, those look like yours. Climate is affecting and effecting. So, yeah, you would say that people's enterogenomic structure. People in Alaska have different cell structure, and the Spaniards, and the different tribes, and how climate affects. In South Africa, I think, SA, or it could be South America, you have a fair representation, very little of the lower 33rd. Parallel will make it. Ask questions. Questions, notes, and notice how climate affects the genome. Cells in the cold and hot are different. Compare your slides. Play with total biology even. Kingdom building. Notice the climate will help you. New Zealand, they have a whole new problem that other people don't have. Indonesia is too scared of being blowed up or washed away. So...
The monster is coming. You're going to lose everything east of Jakarta. And pretty quick. So if you got anybody tucked, then you better get them out.
It's
coming.
Are the climate assholes going to blame it on the climate change if Jakarta...
Yeah, we don't care. They'll be dead soon. It doesn't make any difference. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, like you say, it is. The Earth is going to be gone by 12 years.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical that we're going to have to be the biggest supporter for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's so hysterical. You can't make that up, Carol. You cannot make that up. There's no way possible.
Okay.
Pretty amazing. Aren't you going to do something on the new fault line?
Bob's going to do that.
No.
Oh.
Garlock. Okay,
Tell
me about Garlock.
No. That's just a new tectonic zone.
Oh, Uh-huh.
It's not, and it looks like it's like a little fracture, but it's not. It is huge,
mm-hmm.
huge, huge. It's what's going to connect San Andreas.
Oh, I see.
And see, that makes the shift, the tectonic shift, it gives an excuse to connect. Because that's why you couldn't, they never got, they were all worried about the San Andreas fault, but it really didn't matter.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
didn't
Connects
matter.
To San
Now,
Andreas.
Garlock, Garlock matters.
Right. So it's left lateral, strike slip fault running northeast, southwest, northeast, southwest along the north margin Mojave Desert of Southern California for much of its length along the southern base of the Tehachapi Mountains. So I see. So this connects the San Andreas and will stretch it wider?
Well, it's going to strike it deeper.
Strike it deeper. Wow. Now, was this fault there before? Is this a new fault?
Yeah, it was there. They just found it. It's just now getting it. See, beforehand, when the fault lines were moving, Carolyn, that normally to a seismologist or to a geologist, that would be refreshing because it's almost kind of like you're burping, getting out rather than blowing up. You see, you know, a good burp's way better than a bowel resection, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the same thing, if they're shaking a little and quaking a little, it's letting off steam, so it's not like the caldera, which is all but quiet, fixing to blow the top off of everything.
The
caldera's going to blow, but that's going to be on that side. So we before thought that Tahoe was going to make it, but maybe not. Lake Tahoe, and that is, we thought, but now maybe not, because Garlock opens it up. The energy is pressing, but it's not releasing. Garlock isn't moving. It's the shear alone connects San Andreas, and it won't give, so it's got to blow, which then, of course, now that also continues your Kamanawanalea's journey toward Alaska, so this helps that process as well, the shaking from a ravine. The deepest ravine on the earth, right there at your door.
Yeah. Okay.
They're talking about going to having fellatio-based relationships with Martians, and they've forgot places right here on planet Earth. They don't even know what's there. It's pretty astounding.
Mm-hmm. 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 Biggest ravine. Okay.
The largest, deepest ravine. These words go cold later, and you're like, what are you talking about? The biggest one in the world, the biggest perspective, the biggest McLuhan fan, or what kind of
deepest? Deepest.
Yeah, deepest. Yeah.
Biggin. Deepest.
Biggin. Is a big old good one, the good old biggin, or a big old good
one? So more on climate. I say, here's a fellow who's putting together some data on the effect of the changing atmosphere on the food crops. In particular, he says he's looking at the rise in CO2 and says, every leaf and every grass blade on Earth makes more and more sugars as CO2 levels keep rising. So he says the CO2 is good.
And MSN.
Yeah. Methanol sulfate.
Yeah, the white stuff on the grass. So if your goat gets sick, you feed it that and he feels better. In case you have a sick goat.
The white stuff on the grass. Yeah, that's
why
sugar.
It's why dogs eat grass. It settles them. Good stuff. Doesn't need to be a dietary thing, but for the little ones, it's okay.
The sickly ones.
Oh, wait.
Okay, Ion. I had a... greetings, Ion.
Oh!
Yeah. I had an insight a few days ago. I said I'd open it with this question. Where is chromosome 14 as we look at the night sky and all the constellations. Which constellation, which area is chromosome 14 out there?
In the triangulum.
And so since you agree,
remember A squared, B squared, C squared, and you're trying to find out what A is to B? Chromosome 14 would be B, which would be the God angle.
Okay. So
remember?
Since you agree with
gave
that
you
point.
The 3 points? Remember we gave you the 3 points?
Yes, but the recent show, Talking to Bert. So you didn't deny that. So here's my scenario.
We affirmed it.
Yes. So I can take all the great body parts, even the new three amino acids, all the inner landscape, we'll call it, of my structure, and I'm looking at
intra-landscape.
Okay. Yeah, the intra-landscape, I'm looking out at the night sky and seeing constellations. I'm looking inside my body. I'm looking at the DNA spiral.
The double helix and how it connects.
Right. So I think I've seen paintings by psychedelic artists showing galaxies inside the human frame, human structure. But I sort of felt this was
Piccadilly at Ludgate Circus. That's a good one too.
Don't just look out in the night sky. Look around on the planet. We'll find our body parts, cellular body parts.
Art and his other brother Bill.
Right.
That's a Bouguereau. It's called Nymphylum. Bouguereau was pretty good too.
The artist, Bouguereau.
Nymphylum.
Okay, so if we were Carolyn, we'd start going, okay, what part of the body part? And that includes the intra-landscape. Now, why the word intra, not interior?
Because it's not interior. It's intra. It's the step between the step. It's like a mirrored image. But mirrored images can be defiled. Mirrored images can convert them inordinately so that they're backwards. Mirroring can give you a different version. You can look in a mirror and that's history. That's your past tense. So it's got to be intra, meaning it's a collective aspect or ratio within the bias that you're perceiving to. So when you look into the night sky, you see your sightedness or the visual space that is your knowing, and you compare it into your intra space, which is, say, chromosome 14, which is in every cell of your body.
What's 2?
The B2 is where the chromosome 14 is in the night sky. And so an introspective condition would apply B2 into your DNA reference of your chromosome 14.
And now, intra does not mean the mirroring process, or it does.
No, it means a part of. It means a part of, a representation of, a reflection regarding.
And I see intra, you use that word because chromosome 14 is inside your skeletal frame on the cellular level, but it's also out there. It's also out there. That's why it's neither here nor there. That's why I use the word intra.
Correct. Let's say if you were a day trader, you'd have an intraday trade, which are all the conditions that happened in that trading session. So it's an intra capacity, even like with chromosome 14.
Okay, so we could go through all 23 or so chromosomes and find where they are out there. What do you think of that, girl?
It's easy.
But they're not
easy.
What you're adding to this is not just the night sky. There, like Mount Everest, might be something chromosome 10 or something. You're saying they're there too, so to speak.
We can. So that's not a problem. There's no issue in that conversation that would become problematic because they all can quantitatively apply. You see, we can count the hairs on your head. And then you can tell you how many more you have now than you did then, you ascending fucker, you.
So, Carol, do you get this? We're looking out there on the Maui Bay, and it can be our insides and outsides. You see how the eyes lie? If you take a framework, okay, I have a body, and out there is a lake or a sea, those divisions don't apply, Carol. You get this. This should change your view of anatomy. Are you getting it?
Whether it's ocean water or desalinated fresh water.
Yeah, there are all kinds of correspondences at the bottom, the inner and the outer, and above and below. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay. The angel diagram, that shows the constellations, also shows the geographical landscape where Mount Everest is. Is that in the angel diagram, Ion?
Say it again a different way. Oh, no.
Yeah,
say it again the same way. Say it again the same way. Say it again the same way, and we're going to modify it just a little bit before we answer it. So go ahead.
Well, we've looked at the angel diagram, the first six rings of chemistry, and the last seven rings or so is frequency.
That's right. See, that's
so
right.
We think
put it on a turntable. Put it on a seven. Put it on a, no. Just put it on a turntable and put it on 78 speed. You know, at 78 RPMs.
Yeah.
You know what that is on a phonograph.
Yeah.
You got record record. You got recorded records. Spin it, and that'll answer your question. And that'll answer your question because you're applying that representation to the night sky. And yes, it fits. Yes, the lines fit. Yes, they mark, but they're not consistent. So you have to spin it at 78 RPMs in order to see the application of the angel diagram in your night sky from a constellation connection.
Well, if we spin it, we just see a blur. We don't see constellations.
We don't know that.
No, okay.
You've not done it. You've not done it. It's spinning right now, and you see constellations.
The angel diagram is spinning right now?
And so is the night sky.
Okay. So this idea, maybe I'm trying to make it extreme.
Maybe.
But
it's
is
okay.
Extreme.
You're pretty extreme.
Yeah.
You are pretty extreme.
Right. So this idea I just said, has anybody ever said that before, that the constellations
never.
Match with – yeah, it's never been said before, Carol. So we can't say
never.
We know this.
Right, inside. So you're proving the point
Carol
that maybe – you're trying to prove the point that this may indeed be a thinking man's game. Is that what you're trying to – is that what you're trying to tell us, Marge?
Well, I'm trying to avoid that accusation. By just,
but you resemble it so you resemble it so beautifully, though.
yeah. I'm just trying to suggest it lightly, Cal. So now you get the idea, Cal. Maybe you could assist me here. What constellation? What part of the body is the Booty's constellation?
Ears.
Ears. So,
discussion tubes. That's the one Carolyn says better than we do. Discussion
tubes.
Eustachian tubes.
See, we told you. See, this
so
you can't hear can hear everything. How you like that? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Right. So, what is the mental image that makes the average citizen say, "Bob, that's not"? Nuts, the constellation or not the DNA spiral.
They don't know anything. They didn't even know there was a dog star, Bob. They don't know what Orion's belt is. They don't know where they live. They don't know where Uber's coming to pick them up. They don't know when they're going and where they're going when they get there. They don't know where they have money in their account. They have to call somebody and ask somebody if they can go to damn dinner or not to pay for food that they don't have money to buy. But there's a lot of things that they don't know. They don't know how to get away from Fox News that's eating their very brains out. They don't know how to get outside of anything that a socialist can't afford. What can a socialist afford, really? Nothing. They're always using somebody else's something, so they can't afford anything. But all the pie-eyed, dreamy things come from the socialist side of a paralox that allows a paradigm to be splendiferously consumed.
Why wouldn't why couldn't a large number of people agree that everybody's in the same boat and just share the unit of exchange without having people to report in on the time clock and other people?
Because of Noah in the ark. He only let him, Shem, and Japheth. He only let him, Shem, and Japheth and their wives and his wife on the boat. He didn't let everybody on the same boat. Everybody didn't make it. They were all fuck ups, so they didn't get involved. They didn't get invited to ride on the boat. So they're not all those people in the same boat. And that's why.
Well, the European countries, the Scandinavian countries, they pay for the students' tuition. And I guess they, I don't know what the unemployment rate is there, but maybe they've got.
But they don't have anything. What smart people come out of Zurich? Oh, he's a really smart person. He's from Zurich. They don't learn anything. It's stupid. They run around and drink goddamn wine all day and fuck strange women and wonder why they're so unhappy and can't do whatever it is they want to do because of the limitations, and they don't have petrol, and they don't have a car, and what they don't have, driving on roads built from the Roman fucking Empire that hadn't been paid much since then. So you say these positions like this is the condition that they're doing, but what they're doing isn't making them smart. They're not
so
smart.
You're saying that the basic anarchy of the United States, people are on their own and they do whatever they can get away with, that's a better stimulus to growth.
But they do that anyway. That's what you do in Canada, what you can get away with.
Will they do that in Zurich?
They sure do, as long as they queue up first. They do, sure do.
Well, what makes the United States different and makes you think something is happening in the States as opposed to nothing happening in Zurich?
We were here first. We were here first.
As a continent. As a landmass.
As a people. Mm-hmm.
And who were they first? Aboriginal
Stewart.
Peoples? Who were the first people?
Stewart.
So what
Stewart.
Did they do? They imbued the land with a special energy?
Is it not imbued? Especially? Is it not
what?
Imbued now? Is it not imbued now? Is it not the marvelous land of milk and honey? Is it not Canaan's land that's just in sight? Is it not the garden spot of the world? Is it where from sea to shining sea? It already
well,
is.
Why does the, I don't know who, what group does this, but occasionally my Canadian acquaintances say, look at this, Canada's listed best country in the world, United States number 37. Who's measuring that? And you would agree with that. You put the United States on the top as the best country.
Who stands in line the longest for the least? That's their number one, Bob. They got him again. They got him again. Who stands in line longest for the least? Number one.
Yeah.
And they Canuckians.
Yeah, now Herbert W. Armstrong, his philosophy was, his interpretation of the Bible was that Ephraim and Manasseh, one of them was England and one was America. And they were the lost tribes.
Not Ephraim. Ephraim.
Yeah.
Ephraim.
Yeah. The lost tribes, the 10, 12 tribes were lost. And so he said the United Kingdom is Ephraim and America is Manasseh. And they were all the special factors of Ephraim and Manasseh, the benefits of that were bestowed on the United States. Now, is that an accurate interpretation of his way of pointing out the United States is different, is unique, or special?
Very close.
You wouldn't. He wasn't thinking that the United States was the beginning, the first continent. He just said biblically it came from Israel, the good stuff, and that's where the lost tribes were up, from, and where they ended up. So you would agree with that?
He didn't get the right answer, but he got the right connection.
What would be the difference? The answer would be
the answer was correct. The reasoning behind it is that segregation, the Ephraim side is the case, but it's because it was first.
Mm.
And Manasseh
Ephraim
took
it. Yeah, I mean, Manasseh.
They're both from
would be
America.
UK is from America?
Yep, sure is.
Because it split.
What do you think the Revolutionary? What do you think the Revolutionary War was about?
I don't know what it was about, other than what the history books.
What it was about was that they didn't want the America wanted to be free from King George. Well, why would King George have a say over it if they weren't matched together? That's what the Revolutionary War was about, was the getting out of it.
Yeah, but are you saying that the UK was matched to the United States through connected landscape? Are we talking that level or just politics?
No, it's the kings, the king.
You're talking politics. I just need to know the difference. In landscape, they once were joined, the two land masses were joined.
Those they were connected, but not then. They were connected, but not then. The point is the king.
Well, when then? You mean 300 years ago?
The king, way more than that. If there was time, the kings of England came from America, not the other way around. That's why they were trying to rule. That's why they were trying to rule over the United States, because that's where they came from. It's home.
Right, but did that happen during Albert the Great's days of 1000 AD?
Oh, a little before that. Way before that. Back before they had Peyronie's disease.
Before the Roman Empire?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah. Way back.
Was there ever Neanderthal man, as is portrayed?
We don't
that
know. That's Coaffinites. Well, that was Coaffinites and a bad representation of it, so no.
Okay, so back to the starscape. So the map of my body and the cells that science lays out, and you've highlighted parts of the cells, and that is not useful for my self-imaging, which is the definition of faith, right? Your self-image. That's not relevant to my faith in the ascending process, is an image of where what I'm made up of.
The sum total is you are more than the sum total that you are. And it would be only a little man's perspective, or in your case, dark soul interaction, that dumbs the mind down to see things from that limited perspective. And we're not fussing. We're just saying that's why a little man would have to have some solutionable problem. Otherwise, they kill themselves. You can have a problem, but you have to have a solution. So if you can't come up with a solution, then you may have come out from under a cabbage leaf, or sure enough, you may have come out of a monkey's butt somewhere, and you're trying to figure out how to get back up a monkey's butt so you can get back home. You see? So that's the conditions that set the ratio and strata. Ratio and strata applies to the knowing in the convulsive waxing and waning of a non-plural thought. Non-plural thought is something you've never engaged in. You always give the broader perspective. Always. And that serves you amazingly because you never get caught. Because, yes, hell yes, I hate you and I love you. And then I hate you and I might love you. And then I do love you and I hate you. And all those are all ones just as valid as another.
You mean between loving and hating are just as valid?
They're just ratios of a moving bias.
And they're not force fields.
Love is the only force field.
And you were just talking about love and hate. You were including the definition of love as force field.
We were talking about like fucking love, coitus.
Oh, okay.
From that side.
So, you mentioned that dark soul numbs the little man. Did you say that? Makes the little man look for images?
Well, it makes them stupid. Yeah, and you make them stupid, Bob. You take somebody that's really, really smart and you just slice them down into nothingness.
So the way I would express when people say I have the knowing, all through my conscious existence that I remember, I always tuned in to what later we call the holy offices. I always knew what was going on.
So
you can start reading. Somebody can start reading from Finnegan's Wake, and it won't take you but a minute. You can find where they are. You know enough.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You almost know.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the same thing. Most people don't. They have not braided themselves or like salted the leather, the tanning the leather, enough to break it in to have any way to engage it. You have
right.
and do.
So I just did that. For some reason, it was time to study Daniel Sheehan. So I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably totally appropriate to what one needs to know today in whatever mm-hmm. areas that the media is saying you need to know about.
Right.
I always find the thing to know.
Yep.
Worcester, as you said, was the most avant-garde mind on the planet in the late 60s, I went and met him. I found him.
And you buried him.
Yes, I buried them all eventually. But the point was, I always found
from the cradle to the grave.
It's like I have a Geiger counter, and when someone is getting inspired for whatever reasons they're inspired, I pick up on it and I'll go over and check
them out.
Or maybe
uninspired. They're more like uninspired because when you destroy them pretty easily. That's why you're doing all these movies. That's why, see, you say we do it, but we're not doing it. You're doing it. Wait until you actually watch The Messiah. It's now out. You will have, we did it before it came out, so they couldn't say anything about it. Now they knew before, so they couldn't say that they laid up and watched it on the television and then mopped it up from there. No, see, we did it in advance before it was. It's amazing because now you're going to see what a God feels like. And then the question is, well, we won't spoil it, but the question becomes, what if you had 100 messiahs? What if you had 1,000 messiahs? What if you had 144,000 messiahs? What would that feel like? What would that look like? It's going to be interesting.
Right.
You will like it. It's dealing with all the Faraday zeitgeist, Bob.
You mean Michael Faraday?
Yeah. Faraday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
the Faraday cage.
Yeah, the guy from the 19th century, the scientist, Michael Faraday.
Okay.
Is this a movie or a TV series?
It's a Netflix series.
We favor
Netflix because they don't have any commercials, and they do exactly what we tell them to, and we don't have to do much else to get something.
You tell them what the script and what movie to make next, and they do it.
Yeah, well, no, we do. We have that already. We tell them to play it, and they play it. They don't ask
no
questions. They don't check their tech body cues.
You mean they made it a while ago, and it just sat there in the fridge?
No, it was fresh, very fresh.
But you're saying you tell them to play it.
In the queue. They play a lot of things, but a lot of things they don't play. You see, that are made, and then some things they have to buy. Well, they don't have to buy this; it's easy. But they really like that, and then those things are a hit. Like Stranger Things was a nothing, and it's a big hit. Put them on the map, Bob. You're welcome.
I know, and you mentioned Messiah the other day, and I thought it was happening, and I found out it hadn't started yet. So you said it before it got played.
In advance.
So, Carolyn, do you see the imaging? Bob's about clarifying your seduction by imaging, what they call the mind. We're playing with the mind's images here, and one should happily say, well, then I don't know where, when, how, what, where, 6 degrees separation about myself, and it's not important.
All you know, Bob, is that you can walk on water. That's all you know.
Right. So
let's do it. Let's do it. Make sure they got their tech body. Make sure they got a bunch of people on the beach when you do it so that they can film you doing it so that you can be the new zeitgeist. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Why not?
So
couldn't hurt.
So in 2005, 2006, when we met JW, that we were tuning into what was the latest uninspired, inspired phenomenon was JW, we found it right away. That's part of our Geiger count.
It wasn't a Geiger count. You prompted it. Maybe he had it all along, but you made it evident.
Right.
Or you may have just turned it on for the first time. So basically the dowsing was reversed. The dowser found you.
Right. So when I look back on what I've focused on the last 60 years, I always showed up where there was significance, not so apparent to anybody else, but it became significant.
It's not apparent to anybody else until you make it apparent, apparently.
Right. Okay.
That was pretty glib. Well, that's pretty glib and pretty glib even for us, Bob. It was pretty glib.
Okay, so we can document, Colonel, the different parts of the skyscape and what parts of the body that they match, but of course they're subject to change. It's shifting all the time, so why bother? So what change or what effect or effect and affect did Ion canceling the guff and coming forward to merge with the physical, what did that do to our 6 degrees of separation?
Birth the tech body and made those non sequiturs. Now it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to call it, call it. You don't care. Say something. Do something. Well, yes, you can. Do something. You can't do that. Yes, I can. You're not supposed to do it. I'm going to do what I want to do. Oh, no. Seymour. Feed me. Now, guess what happened? I don't know what to do now.
You birthed the tech body, which was post-Android meme. After the Android meme.
After the Android meme was placated. The Android meme at that point was placated.
Yes, I was reading an article. I posted it. Let's just quickly go down here. By a person I know, Doug Rushkoff. And he wrote an article, and he says, "We spent the decade letting our tech define us. It's out of control." So he goes on about our media, social media is duping all of us. So I said, you are describing the old Android meme. That's the most extreme stuff you could come up about our weird matrix, shifting matrix we live in, that most people are cognizant of at some level because it's interrupting their lives all the time. Is not adequate to the tech body description. So I said, "Doug, you're still one phase back, and you're not describing the tech body, which I have a world monopoly on understanding. But am I correct to say his rather extreme point in his article for The Guardian, I guess in England, is that this technology is way beyond what we think is being controlled by Apple, Google, and the Facebook engineers? Would you agree that I'm trying to point something way beyond that? You would agree that that's where we're at. That's the tech body.
At least. And take that is actually on steroids.
Yes. And so we don't have the ability to image, if we need imaging, of what's going on with the tech body. That's why we have to.
And you don't want to. Because it keeps morphing into the next thing.
Now, is it doing
morphing it?
I was just going to say that I keep morphing it, Carol. Is the fact that I've sped up, or slowed down, or done something not human with the living water and the bread of life has forced the tech body to go nuttier, faster, and mutate quicker because of what Bob's doing to himself with the Ion products. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What effect does Carolyn have in parallel to what Bob's doing? Is she part of this?
She's notating. She is. She's notating it. She's got, somebody's got to do the autopsy, Bob.
So Carolyn does the, what we used to call that, the forensic archives, Carolyn. We used to call them archives the forensics. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. That's why I watch NCIS all the time.
Oh, yes, that's right. You watch the autopsy-based TV show.
Well, they're going to kill. They got, you got to have an Abby. If you can't have Abby, it's no good.
Yeah.
You know what that is, Carolyn? Abby?
Abby was
the pathologist.
And she was awesome, but she dropped out 2 weeks before a season ago.
Okay. But as I take the effects of the living water and the bread of life, I get a more acceptance or understanding of my Opinel aspects and what I'm doing.
Do you? What are you doing?
Well, I wouldn't put it. In social mortar terms, but I am messing with social mortar. That's what I'm doing. The tech body is social mortar.
That's pretty sloppy, don't you think? Messing with.
Yeah.
You've got better words.
If I was on record,
you got better. If all the words that are words that could be words that you would engage are the word Smith, the master sesquipedalian, and you go mess with. I'm a mess with a messer. I like to mess with the messer.
So I'm doing this, and I guess I'm the only one doing this, or is there someone else that's keeping pace with me? Since Carolyn's not doing it, she's just noting it, observing it. Who's keeping pace with me, or could there be anybody keeping pace with what I'm doing with the tech body?
Over.
What do you mean I'm just noting it?
That's ridiculous. Look at that.
I held back for the past half hour, Bob. You cannot.
Well, I was trying to bring you in, Carolyn. I asked, okay, Carolyn objects to the categorization of noting. Is there something else she's doing, Ion, that
of course.
Didn't evoke from you?
She's
in relation to the tech body.
What are you doing, Joe? You're doing the autopsy.
We get that.
No, we said somebody has to do the autopsy, so that's one thing. That's an important thing. But there's other things, yeah.
I met this woman, picture this woman last Sunday with Paul and Martine and Carolyn. We went over to Lahaina, that terrible place. Went into a store where they have saran wraps, I call them.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's awful. Oh.
Yeah.
So we went into a store and they were just lazy. You want us to get rid of it? We can.
What do you think, Carolyn? I'll leave that up to Carolyn. She likes to go over there.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're wrap around silk skirts. There's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah. No. Okay, We're talking about the island. We would destroy it if you wanted us to. We could save that. We could save the skirts. They're good. The silk things. They're cute.
So I'm talking to this, probably you might call her an old hippie, but she was a California person. So there were a lot of interesting points she brought up. I haven't had that kind of conversation lately where someone knows the marker points of the alternative culture. For example, she wondered if our products were like David Hudson's monatomic gold. Monatomic means orbitally rearranged monatomic elements. Orme, that's the O-R-M-E.
Yeah.
And she says he's hiding in China because the stuff, helps people immediately. She doesn't wear glasses because of it. Is this all a myth, a fantasy, Ion?
No, it's good as anything, but snake oil will do the same thing, Bob.
Well, is our stuff snake oil then?
No, your stuff is not. The orme is something you cast a fucking spell over some shit. The white part, the dross, after you burn the gold, which is worth nothing, that has the body, is a reactive. It's more of a reactant. Kind of like if you take boric acid and wash your eyes out, it gives a reaction that causes your eyes to clear. With boric acid, So that's not a cure, but it forces you to have a different change, okay? Well, your products are different. Your products change it at the cellular level. And so you don't get your sight back. You get the sight you always had. That's the difference.
Well, you get your perfect self back.
Well, that's all we ever see. We only see the perfect ever.
Right. Okay, that reminds me, a sidebar here. Chromosome 14 is out there in one of the constellations. The substance of the eye cell, did I ask this? Where's the eye cell in the skyscape?
The dot in center dot in Orion's belt.
Okay. Is there an other substance more significant than the eye cell and it has a position out there somewhere on the skyscape, the galaxy?
But you're not getting that yet because you'll be killing time and you're not doing that.
Right. And within our scenario, our ratios, eye cell's number one right now, and it's in the center of the Orion belt. Okay, that's very good.
And insulinose.
Is there.
Is very critically important. And we're on purpose not chatting that up as well, on purpose.
Oh, it's as important as the eye cell.
Computer says yes.
And is it near Orion or another place in the skyscape?
It's close.
Okay.
More in Leo. Okay. More in Leo.
That's the constellation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in this Dan Noshian book, he encounters people who are experiencing death squads, 1980, 81, 82, in Guatemala, El Salvador. I remember Honduras. I remember I made Russell talking about this. So they tell the story of these crazy guys with guns come in and they just take all the village people and put them in a warehouse and then shoot them all. What was driving?
You mean the singers, the village people?
No, not them, no. Just
YMCA.
So listen to this. So what was causing, it seemed to be more prominent in South America. McLuhan would say, well, radio was driving the particular mix of the Catholic culture in Latin America nuts. What's wrong with these people? They had to go and shoot the other people. The excuse was, we're looking for communists. But was there hysteria going on in South Latin America and some of these countries in the Central America in the late 70s, early 80s?
Not any more than any other time. No more than when McCarthy was running around. What's the difference?
Well, people weren't murdering people with guns.
They weren't. Mass. Are you nuts?
No,
what
they
are
weren't.
You talking
no.
About?
No, no.
They hung
no
them up. They hung
up.
Them on a. They hung them on it. They hung them up. They took them out on a tree and they hung them. They didn't shoot them.
Well,
they didn't
black people.
Bullets.
That's a couple of black.
Oh.
People. Now look.
Oh.
Now where is that? Where are soldiers? Right now, today, going into some little town and just killing everybody, like this going on in Latin America.
Afghanistan.
Now, why are these guys doing this? Or women? Who's ever shooting?
Because now it's back to presentable. It's back to appropriate. The action, reaction. Everything is a cause. The effects precede the cause. Hey, Bob, effects precede the cause. You ever heard that?
Yeah, but I don't know how it applies here. These death squads are killing locals. Is it tribal warfare, or they're killing people, members of their own tribe?
Makes no difference. What? If they don't see eye to eye, they got to go. You don't believe in me, you don't have to, but I'm going to kill you. I'm going to prove to you that I'm more powerful than you, so I'm going to kill you.
We don't do that in Nova Scotia. We don't do it in Ontario. We don't do it here in Maui.
We think you do. If you don't have the right qualifications, then you don't get approved for the surgery. Or if you don't have the right values in the town, then you don't get to make it to get the vaccination that might save your life. Yeah, you do that. It's just done a little different way.
with a different technological structure. Okay, different
Correct.
Media. Different.
Correct.
So the hatred of the little man life, every day, little people hate
yep.
each other, and they'll express it.
Yep. And,
so that's
in many ways. In many ways.
Right, right. And so would we call that contrast? Little people love contrast.
Well, yeah, you know.
So do Carol and I live in that world of hate?
No, you live in a world of cause and effect.
Right, so we don't have some hate in us that we have to discharge every day. Most little people have to discharge
hate. You didn't even know what the gold star thing was. You weren't even bothered by that because it made a difference. You didn't even get that. So it's like, okay, anything else that's going to kill me, let me know.
Okay, so is the majority of humanity being like us? Not is the little man that's violent, hating every day, a minority or a majority of the populations here?
We don't even know what that means.
Okay. Are there more little men expressing hate than people who are relaxed and dealing with cause and effect like Bob and Carol?
Oh. Yes. But not quite the way you think.
Because there are a lot of ascending people on the planet now. Yeah. So
thanks to you, Bob. Thanks to you, Bob. You let Carolyn save them.
So,
see how you like that, Carolyn? We got you. We brought you right back in there. See how we did that? We let Bob think he's in charge, and then we gave you the credit for saving him. How smooth is that? See, this ain't our first rodeo, honey bunny.
Yeah.
It's 50-50. It's not 51-49. It's
50-50. Well, I think that actually what it actually is 100-100. You're both giving 100%.
Okay, ION has been putting down Fox News lately. Is that because they've changed policy and ION's mad at them? Or you thought Fox News, what you criticize Fox News now, would you criticize the same way 2 years ago, 5 years ago?
Best thing going. It's the best thing going, but they're becoming the very thing that's wrong. They're giving you only one perspective. They're giving you only one side. It's the best words that could ever be, but those are the only words. No other words are included. No other words apply, and there are other words.
You didn't criticize them that way year or two ago. Is this just a new
trend? They weren't
that
way. They weren't that way a year or two ago. They weren't
so
that
Trump
way.
Is right.
That
Trump notices.
The thing that made CNN unwatchable is the same thing that's beginning to take on at Fox News.
Okay. All right.
And it'll get corrected because we're on it now. It's all good.
Okay. But they're the best station for TV, regardless.
They're the only station. They're the only station. And see, now they're so clever and witty, they made their own site. So they're trying to make their own channel because nobody's on TV anymore. So they have now, you go to this Fox place where you watch their shows, and it's only the Alamo and What Happened to Jimmy Hoffa and Who's Afraid of Furry Lent and, you know, all those important things that come along here that have their own little shows for the people. Ma and Paul Kettle that don't want to watch anything else. They can pay a few dollars and they can watch this thing cause this experience. And they can watch
talking about the commentary channel with Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson that we Carolyn likes to look at.
That's regular Fox.
Oh.
That's regular Fox.
Special case.
They sell a thing now, the experience, the Fox experience. Or you can buy into.
And that's not good from your point of view?
Well, I mean, you know, it's okay, but it's the deeper you get into that, it's like you can't even watch 5 minutes of CNN now. You can't watch 5 minutes.
Right. All right.
And that's what this has the potential of becoming.
Right. In the Dennis Hume book, he comes across the Knights of Malta. He lists a lot of people who I recognize are Knights of Malta. William Buckley, a lot of people. I made Brussels used to point them out. But I notice Otto von Habsburg is listed. That's a Catholic empire. Austria-Hungary
yes.
was Catholic.
It most certainly was, from Prussia.
Right. Now, you like to mention Otto von Habsburg as a key player. Was he bigger than the Knights of Malta? Or were the Knights of Malta the big
Funded, he funded most of the Knights of Malta.
Okay. So he was the Herbert Armstrong talk about Habsburg as part of the 10 kings of the beast, you know, in Europe. He puts a lot of power into Habsburg. Is Zion doing that? Not his Bob power, but is he the top oligarch today?
Leader of them? Well, you would hold space for the Turning Texan, and we always hold space for the damn de Medicis,
right?
Because the way they ran their world, so it's kind of like a
toss-up. Habsburg's equal. He's in the mix with them.
Oh, sure. Well, we heard that on CKLN, so we know that for sure.
Yeah. Okay, back to David Hudson. Is he still alive, the Orme guy?
Nope, he didn't make it.
Did he get to China and hide out there?
Nope, he didn't get a visa.
Right, so he just transitioned in despondency and despair?
Well, less than that's for sure. Maybe he gave it up trying to chase his Orme.
Right, and the gold...
He should have listened to Susie. He should listen to Susie Orman, and he still had his gold.
Right. I know who she is. She's a financial observer. I remember her crash.
She was.
Yeah. No, there's someone someone to ask about, because in 2008, 2009, when the crash happened, she did say, well, we're not getting out of this till 2014 or 2015. Was she correct on that point?
She was right on the money. She was. She was good. She's logical, the way she processes. She actually, unlike you, she actually thinks, Bob.
Well, does she? Is she still performing? I haven't heard about her.
Not much. She's aged. She's aged. Now she's got the money, so she's not doing much anything. She's made it. All the benefit that she had of trying to convince selling everybody an IRA is now through the roof. So there's enough money now. They don't have to do it no more.
Yeah, so she was successful by the crash. She had done that, arrived by 2008.
Yep, she stayed, and so it worked out.
She stayed? What's that mean?
In the market.
Okay, and she's still in the market?
Yeah, but she's old and cantankerous.
Right. Needs our products. Okay.
He's a nip and a tuck.
Yes, so J.W. Caldera, what's that big thing? Tarabo, Yellowstone Park, what's that called?
The Caldera.
Yeah. That's actually, we're going to experience that? We're going to see that?
You are. Pretty not long.
So we're at the 6,000 cycle, or the 6,000 cycle doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Where the humans are. The humans want it.
No, they sure do. They're drawing it in. If they can't ascend, they want to go.
Right.
If you listen close to what they're saying, that's what they're saying. If I can't stand here, I want to go somewhere. Let's go.
Oh, Lena was saying it. Can't stand it here on Saturday. So that's why California will be unlivable. If the discharge from the caldera happens in California, that'll be the brunt of it. Dramatically screwed.
Yeah. Well, so far so good.
So is the caldera triggered by the Garlock earthquake, or are they two separate things?
Two separate things. It's going to finish up California. Going to finish up California A first. Them yellow dogs got to go.
Which one's going to finish it up first?
California is going first.
No, the earthquake or the caldera?
The earthquake in California.
It goes first.
You may think California is a caldera before it's over.
Yeah.
But now you giggled when we said that they're going to burn California. You giggled. You remember that?
No, I don't remember giggling.
Yes, you did. You giggled. It's like, oh, come, please. Are you kidding? And you giggled when we said, hey, Australia's burning. Now it's really burning.
Yeah,
running into the fucking ocean.
I mean, maybe I should take a look a little longer, look at the news. I don't, but there's a lot of burning over the whole continent.
Yeah, but all of Australia's about gone.
It's burning. Is this more of us requiring carbon?
Hell yeah. Well, they said that one little stray thing, so there wasn't no reason to save it. James just barely calls me in, so he can sit by the water.
Is James like run away too? Is he run away from his home?
Close to the water. Yeah, he has to.
So it's burning all over the continent.
Look at a map. You'll see.
Okay. No one predicted that. Maybe you did, but nobody saw that coming, did they?
Nope. There's no reason. There's nothing there. So to burn it, no, I mean, it's like the rainforest. We talked about that. Yeah, it's still burning, but nobody goes or cares. Except...